Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back to Drive Time 91.3 FM Stereo with me, Yasin Kipi, standing in for Shafiq Morton. Now, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and the country's Prime Minister have declared victory in yesterday's referendum designed to hand Erdogan sweeping powers. The Turkish Election Commission has yet to release its official results, and the opposition promised to contest at least a third of the votes cast. But according to the state-run Anadolu agency, with 99.8% of the ballots counted, Erdogan is to win with 51.4% of voters casting ballots in his favor. If Turkey's constitutional amendment bill is passed, what will change? Well, to understand this further, we have Turkman Terzi, a Turkish freelance journalist living in South Africa. Turkman, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, really, what's important to understand, first of all, what is the nature of this referendum that Turkey voted on yesterday?
You know, this executive presidential discussion in Turkey is a hot topic since 1980, actually. But always statu quo in Turkey opposed that one for it will lead to division of the country, especially Kurdish side, because this constitution is allowing autonomous states in Turkey. That's why always leader of Turkey opposed that one. But finally, Turkish people vote for the presidential election. Actually, people really don't know what is the content, actually nature of this constitution. But it basically gives one man, Erdogan, all power, sweeping power over the judiciary and military and the bureaucracy. And it will remove the prime minister office. And Erdogan will hold all the power. Now is AKP is won 51% core, but it is lots of irregularities happen. Lots of hundreds of videos updated to social media. And yesterday is very interestingly, internet went out and it was total 174,000 ballots. And 58 million votes, but when internet came back, an election board screen show only 167,000 ballots and 55 million votes. It means 7,000 ballots and 3 million votes immediately disappeared. And Anatolian news agency is like before election; it always manipulates the result and shows very, very different results. This yesterday, illegally, election board counted unstamped votes. Opposition says injecting almost 1.5 million votes to the result. So an international observation like OSCE and FACE also said this fair is happen. Election. So we will see what will happen. But Turkish people is really now divided because yes and no votes almost same. We don't know in the near future what we are going to face.
Yes, no, absolutely, and you're obviously contesting whether the Anadolu agency's results are definitive. Living as a Turkish journalist in South Africa, what is your view, you know, of President Erdogan himself? I know that many journalists have said that he has suppressed the freedom of the press within in Turkey.
You know, it's first of all, I used to represent Sihan News Agency, Turkey's biggest private news agency. So we started showing the election result, and entire Turkey is they were supporting. They were telling we are releasing very, very genuine report just after the whole election, after 2-3 hours. But they shut down my news agency, not only my news agency, they closed all the media. And now is Erdogan is controlling more than 90, almost 100% of the entire media. So you cannot believe these election results. They control everything. And after the post-coup purge, they actually they fired more than 120,000 people in Supreme Election Board of Turkey. You know, this is head of that institute. Institute is very good friend of Ankara mayor from AKP. There is, first of all, there is no rule of law in Turkey, but opposition is guilty for that result, because this opposition is always, they were silent when AKP cracked down all the opposition, all the Jews and all others, Kurdish, they destroy anti-Kurdish peace, they stopped the peace process and everything. So in Turkey, I believe, as a victim of this regime and living in self-exile, everybody guilty and nobody stops, nobody speak out. And it's a very interestingly, Kurdish people, HDP, this is the Kurdish party, Erdogan jailed all of their MPs and the mayors and everything. Kurdish basically, they say no to the referendum, but Abdullah Öcalan is for us is a terrorist organization. Is leader of PKK. His brother said yes. He said we must support yes, because Kemalist regime didn't solve our problem. We must say yes, but Tayyip Erdogan destroy entire Kurdish cities. And the nationalist, very interesting, the nationalist party leader supported Erdogan, but mostly nationalist party people is very much opposed this independent Kurdish state. So it is very interesting. I don't believe Erdogan is alone in this game. And some powers, I don't know, inside and outside, are planning something. And Turkey is in the near future, even from today, is will face very big challenges. As after the coup, the Turkish army is the biggest, second biggest army under the NATO, almost collapsed. So has no more power, divided also, no power to fight in Syria. You can see we couldn't gain anything in Turkey as well. Now is a big security gap, lots of bomb blasts and everything. Yeah. So I don't know, but I believe I'm saying Turkish people is going to face very serious challenges, and these challenges will affect the region. But it's a one good thing. Is one good thing. Now entire world is realized that some serious violation human rights going on in Turkey, and people start to speak out. And first time Erdogan had to say international powers must respect the results. He never said like that, because there is a lot of irregularities in the election results.
Yeah.
So this is my point.
Turkmen Tedri, Turkish journalist, self exiled, living in South Africa. Turkmen, thank you for joining us, and all the best.
Thank you very much.